real joy and pleasure for me to be here in person to come and witness our brothers and sisters in the other part of the world. We preach the same gospel. We worship the same Lord, Lord Jesus Christ. Our languages may be different, but our praises are the same. That's why I think the church is a church which is Jesus' church. The church that is church is one which is established by Jesus. And church is a community of faithfuls and believers. We are very happy that, you know, today I am going to speak over the economy of grace. The economy of grace. Sometimes we perceive grace with our head, by our intellectuals, by our intellect. But we do not perceive grace as a gift given by Lord Jesus Christ. Paul talks about grace. The whole message of Paul is on grace. That I live with grace. I preach with grace. I extend my kingdom with grace. Grace is something which is a gift of God. And we need to understand that grace is the prerogative of God himself. It is not the prerogative of human being. We are just the receiver of the grace. And if we have, you know, a gift becomes a gift when a person who gives the gift has the same attitude as one who receives the gifts. So we need to prepare ourselves to receive this gift of grace from Jesus. That is what we are looking for. The economy of grace, the whole parable which has been read just now, a parable from Matthew, is something very interesting. Two major points that come out of this parable is that the parable of the laborer is a vineyard is coveting about the frustration of the grace of human being. It is a frustration of human being. And the second part is that the vineyard, the first will be the last, and the last will be the first. It is a reversal of the expectation of human being. The expectations of the human being is that, you know, we come first, so we are first. But here we see as a reversal of the expectation of God's divine intervention onto this history, which we may not perceive with our own minds. That is why, in order to understand that, we need to repent, we need to rely on Jesus. We need to ask and seek his blessing on us. We need to ask and seek his wisdom on us. Then only we'll understand his grace. Otherwise, we will not understand. It's like the laborers. The laborer who was admitted for the first time agreed to one denarii. And they agreed to work. And we see that the servant is sent out and for the third hour, the sixth hour, the ninth hour, and people are drawn in to the laborers. And here, when the time of payment comes, the first people who came to work were expecting more. But how can they get that more? Because they have agreed on one denarii. And for others, the master did not say any amount of money. The grace is like this. The grace of our Lord is something which, you know, in the early books of the apostles, Acts of the Apostles, we have seen that where the Jewish Christians would hold on to the Christian faith and say, oh, you Gentiles, you need to follow what we are doing. But that was not true. Because the grace was equally for the Muslim, for the Jewish and the Gentiles. The grace was equally there. And the master of the laborers were paying the money equally. He was not doing injustice to these people. And that is why we see that the grace of our Lord is always equal to us. We might receive the gospel late, Or some people might receive the gospel early. But the grace is not divided into figures. Grace is equal to everybody. 200 years ago, Christian mission was spread in our country. And that is from the West, the missionaries went. Can we say that you received more grace than what we have received? We have not. So we receive the equal grace. The grace has to be understood as a gift of God, which He gives to us, irrespective of caste, color, creed, or any country or anything as such. Those who believe in Lord Jesus Christ receives the grace. That is the grace that we are talking about. And that grace is there with us as a gift. And if we take this grace and work towards it, we'll see the kingdom of God is established on this earth. The receiving of the grace is equivalent to what we are asked to do. It's not something that we receive from God and then we keep it to ourselves and say, okay, fine, I've received the grace and I'm very complacent and I would be doing nothing. No. The grace of God fires you up. The grace of God fires you up. And that is where we go out spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. You see the early church. They were fired with the gospel. They were fired with the grace. They were fired with the Holy Spirit. They were fired with everything that goodness of Jesus Christ was there. And that is why they spread out. And they said that in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, if you see the church growing day by day. That is what is grace. The effectiveness of the grace has to be seen. We cannot keep it to ourselves. We have to see that the grace is given by God to us so that we can take the gospel to the people. The gospel needs to be taken to the people. And countries like us, you know, where we are predominantly Hindu country, but our gospel is very strong there. Our church has been built. You know, the planting of the church. I was so happy that, you know, here also a church, St. Barnabas, was planted here by All Saints. It's so encouraging to see that when churches are being built, churches are planted, which means the gospel of Jesus is spreading. It is not only that I have experienced the grace of Jesus, it's the people who come later on will also experience the same grace what I have received. So it's all equal. So the laborers here were complaining that I should be getting more. The Jews in the early church would say, okay, fine, Christian gospel is for us. You need to fall in our line. The Gentiles have to fall into our line to say that, oh, you have to go through these Jewish customs of circumcision and this and that. Everything that the Jews did, they said, no. The grace is all same. It's nothing special that the Jews have got or the Gentiles have got. It's the same grace that Jesus has given to us. The same grace in which the church has expanded. The same grace in which we have been imbibed and we have been encouraged to take the gospel to the people. That is the grace that Jesus is giving to us. There is no injustice in God's grace. There is no economy of God's grace that you get less and you get more. No, it's all the same. The grace of our Lord is all the same for us. And it will remain as the same. And that is why our church grows. Our church becomes a lively church when the grace of God is upon us. When the grace of God, His blessing is upon us, we are a vibrant church. We are a church that will go out. We are a church that will not be ashamed to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. We should not. Wherever we get a chance, we need to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the good news. Jesus gives that good news to us. So can we not take that? Having received the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, can we not be active and proactive in the church to take His gospel to the people or unreached people? That is what we are supposed to do. Our church sometimes becomes a complacent church. we come into the establishment of the church. We've healed that, okay, fine. We have got the grace, we have got the love, we have got the gospel. Okay, let us keep it to ourselves. No, it cannot be kept for ourselves. The gospel of Jesus is not static. It is a movement. It has the power of the movement because the Holy Spirit works with us. Along with the grace, we receive the Holy Spirit to us. And that's why the Holy Spirit guides us into many, many places. And we have seen in the early church how the Holy Spirit guided the people. And Jesus was sending his disciples, and he was putting the Holy Spirit to them and said, go, reach out to the ends of the world. To the ends of the world. Not here. Not in India. Not in the United States. But to the end of the world. We don't know what the end of the world was. And that is why I think the Christian gospel was obedient to that. The missionaries were obedient to that. And they took the gospel to difficult places like Africa, India, Asia, and other places, which were difficult places where they had their own faith. And in the midst of that, the gospel was preached. The gospel was accepted. And all of this is because of not human effort. It was God's effort by the power of the Holy Spirit that we were working. And let us not be complacent in our church. When we have received the gift of the grace, let us be vibrant. Let our church show forth as a church that is a witnessing church for others. May the Lord add his blessing upon us. Amen.